Chapter 48, The Secret of Success in God's Work. After Zechariah's vision of Joshua and the angel, the prophet received a message regarding Zerubbabel. The angel that talked with me came again, and waked me, and behold a candlestick all of gold, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, and two olive trees by it. So I spake to the angel, "What are these, my lord?" Then he answered, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." And I answered again, and said unto him, "What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves?" Then said he, "These are the two anointed ones, that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. From the anointed ones that stand in God's presence divine light, love, and power are imparted to his people, that they may impart to others light and joy and refreshing. Those who are enriched are to enrich others with God's love." In rebuilding the house of the Lord, Zerubbabel had labored in the face of manifold difficulties. Adversaries had discouraged the people of Judah, and made them afraid to build, and by force and power made them cease. RSV. But the Lord now spoke through his prophet to Zerubbabel, "Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it." Throughout history, great mountains of apparently insurmountable difficulty have loomed up before those trying to carry out the purposes of heaven. Such obstacles are permitted by the Lord as a test of faith. This is the time to trust in God. The exercise of living faith means an increase of spiritual strength and the development of unfaltering trust. Before the demand of faith, obstacles placed by Satan will disappear. "Nothing shall be impossible unto you,"